compliance rate, allowing the public to better track the operations and effectiveness of local authorities, end quote. Andrew Cuomo will have to sign the bill for it to become law. Read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Columbia Green Media reports that the skeletal remains found in Stuyvesant April 7th are historical, and Columbia County Sheriff David P. Bartlett says the area they were found in is no longer considered a crime scene. Excavation on private property uncovered the remains, which have now been taken to the New York State Museum for further analysis. The sheriff's office, anthropologists Lisa Anderson and Julie Weatherwax from the New York State Museums of Bioarchaeology, Town of Stuyvesant historian Juanita Knott, and record archives of the Columbia County Clerk Office confirmed they were not recent. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
The National Weather Service in Albany predicts rain is likely on Sunday, mainly after 5 p.m., with a high near 59 and a low around 53. Rain and possibly a thunderstorm continue on Monday. There's an 80% chance, with a high near 59 and a low around 33. Tuesday should be sunny with a high near 53 and a low around 39. You're listening to the radio, WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ear.
Tune to WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears, serving Greene and Columbia counties. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this is the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 7 minutes past noon. Coming up at 1 o'clock, it'll be Music for the Masses with your host, Neva Wortel, at 90.7 FM, wavefarm.org/listen, or on the TuneIn app on your smartphone. Twitter.com/WGXC, that's another way to get in touch with us. You can also email us at info@wgxc.org or send your feedback, which we greatly appreciate, feedback@wgxc.org. A few days after the Jazz Disturbance, you can find my playlist at facebook.com/ckdisturbance, all one word. The listener line into our Hudson studio is area code 518-828-0290. released in March, we heard the cut Piu Jesu. Or is that Pie Jesu? That's better. Pie Jesu. From the release on Iluso Records, Requiem for a New York Slice. And that's by bassist Michael Bizio and cellist Fred Lomborg Holm, both of Ulster County, our very own, and trumpeter Kirk Knufke. And I should also mention that there is original photography in this gatefold release by Michael Bizio and Don Bizio. Again, Requiem for a New York Slice by Michael Bizio, Fred Longberg Holm, and Kirk Knufke on Iluso Records. The time is now 28 minutes past noon. Why don't we take a quick break here on WGXC and the Jazz Disturbance and get ready for our last set of the show.
You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson Catskill.
This is Barry White, and I know I had to hold you and make you mine. Now, I don't want to control you, I just want to have a good time. I'm in ecstasy when you're laying down next to me, listening to WGXC. Oh, no, no. It's ecstasy, yeah, when you are laying down next to me, listening to WGXC 90.7, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. This is so right for you and for me, this WGXC.
Thank you.
in tune to WGXC, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, 90.7 FM, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm your host, Cheryl Kay, and this has been the Jazz Disturbance. The time is now 7 minutes before 1 o'clock. Neva Wortel is by my side, busily getting her stuff together, whoops, for the show Music for the Masses from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. In the background, we are listening to Ralph Peterson's Gen X Big Band. The release is called I Remember Boo, as in Buhana, Art Blakey. We are listening to New York, and that's right now it's featuring saxophonist Donald Harrison. Before this, we heard from trumpeter Randy Brecker with the NDR Big Band, the Hamburg Radio Jazz Orchestra. The release on Pilou, that's P-I-L-O-O Records. We heard the title tune Rocks, and that was taken from, I think, the Brecker Brothers' first release. Don't quote me on that. Before that, the man who celebrates a birth date today, trombonist Steve Davis. We heard something from his third release on Smoke Sessions Records. The release is called Correlations, and we heard the tune written by pianist McCoy Tyner, Inner Glimpse. Joshua Bruneau on trumpet, Wayne Escoffery on tenor saxophone, Xavier Davis on piano, Zezron Davis on bass, Jonathan Barber on drums, Steve Davis on trombone. And we started that set off with David Berkman. His new release came out last week on Palmetto Records. Six of One is the name of the release, and we heard Kickstoppa. Folks, this is it for me. I'll be back for more of the Jazz Disturbance next week. I appreciate all of you tuning in. Keep tuning in for more news, talk, music, and whatnot here on 90.7 FM, your community radio station for Greene and Columbia Counties. Ciao for now.
Watch those liners booming in. I often ask myself, why should it be that they should come so far from across the sea? I suppose it's because they all agree with me. They happen to like New York.
It's a great time.
Last Sunday afternoon, I took a trip to Hackensack. But after I gave Hackensack the once over, I took the next train back.